You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello. The most interesting thing in tech is that the FCC is finally making a move against robocallers. Ajit Pai, the head of the SEC, went on TV this morning and explained that what they're going to do is they're going to allow the phone companies to build software that will automatically zap robocalls. This is something the phone companies have been interested in doing, but have not done because of regulatory uncertainty. Because remember, when you're zapping phone calls, there are free speech issues, all kinds of other complexities. But this isn't a huge move. Let me walk through a few really interesting things about this. So, first question, does this matter? Yes, it's a good thing. Is it going to stop robocalls? No. Robocalls make up about half of all phone calls right now, a little bit less than that. This will help, but if the FCC wants to really get rid of them, they're going to have to do more. Instead of just making it possible for the phone companies to block robocalls, they would have to require the phone companies to block robocalls. They would have to require the phone companies to block robocalls and not charge consumers for it. They could increase the penalties for people who make robocalls. There's a whole suite of things they could do. They're doing the first step. Then the next question is, why are they doing this now? Isn't it obvious that the FCC should have done this a long time ago? It seems like everybody in the world would be against robocalls. Who likes them? In fact, I've got several today. I hate them. Nobody likes robocalls. But why is the FCC only acting now? Well, it's pretty interesting. The FCC is very close to the phone companies. Most of the commissioners have either worked for them before. Most likely, when they're done with the Trump administration, they will get highly paid positions as lobbyists for them. So the relationship between the FCC and the phone companies is tight. And the phone companies, they're not sure they really like this. Remember, they make money off robocalls. And not only that, adding any extra regulations, adding any extra government control of their systems is something they look askance at. So the phone companies are in this complicated position where they kind of want there to be robocalls, or they certainly don't want there to be government regulation, but they also really don't want to have unhappy customers. So they have to weigh those two things against each other. So the final question is, so given all that complexity, why did Ajit Pai and the FCC act now? My guess, there's a congressional hearing. Congressmen were complaining about it. It reached a certain point where they could no longer avoid the issue. So to sum it up, this is a good thing by the FCC. It is not enough to solve this hellacious problem. And the reasons why it took so long are really weird. Let me add one more point. Remember when spam used to just fill our inboxes? The internet companies got rid of it. The phone companies have been much slower with robocalls, but ideally, that'll start to change now. All right, see you tomorrow.